you guys came out probably as well as you could have liked, not allowing a shot in the first 14 minutes. What does that say about your team and their preparation?
Yeah, well, their guys are really committed to play the right way. And sometimes, and you saw it more in the late in the second or third period, Rockford had a push, and they have good skills for sure. But the way we managed to puck the first 10 minutes of the game, dictating the pace of the game, commitment to details, we were ready for that game. And the guys were playing extremely well.
Speaking of commitment, I mean, your penalty kill throughout the game obviously was excellent, but especially early on, could have given them a little momentum, and you really limited their chances.
Yeah, first shift. Got a penalty there, and our penalty kill was a big reason why we won the game.
What can you say about Ryan White, first game since December 1st? Eric described him as the heart and soul of your team. What does it mean to see him have success and also to contribute, you know, when you need him?
Well, above and beyond, I'm just happy to see him play hockey. Because, you know, facing the adversity that he had to face and the nature of the injury, you don't know if he's going to be able to play again. And for him to see him on the ice and wearing a jersey, it is the energy that he brings to a hockey team is quite unique. He's a guy that brings people to the fight, into the fight, and he's all in. But to see him playing a hockey game, and we know what he had to go through. He had ups and downs, and he stayed positive, and he stuck around, and so for him, to me, it's beyond playing the game. It's for Ryan White, and I'm really happy for him.
Not that we need to know the specific message between periods, but when you have a first period like that, that goes as well for your team as it did, do you need to say a lot? Like, because obviously you don't want to let your foot off the gas into that second period. Do you need to say anything, or is it understood that this team is playing well and they just got to keep doing that?
No, you're right. Sometimes, regardless of the score, sometimes there's quite a few adjustments that you have to make, but we felt after the first period that we were playing the right way. So when it's the case, not many words are said.
Eric Comrie again, once again, you know, phenomenal throughout the game, especially in that second period early on. He makes that save on the 2-on-1, could have really kind of changed the momentum, and he kept your team in it.
Yeah, that's what he's done all year, and we need him to play that way. We need both of our goalies to play that way, but he was solid, rock solid, making big saves at the right time, and then controlling his rebounds. You know, all the success that he's having right now is well deserved.
And speaking of momentum, I mean, we talked to him about it, but if, you know, it's a 2-1 game, he makes that big save, you guys come back and score 3-1. I mean, that's just such a lift for the bench to see him get that save, isn't it?
Yeah, it's to me, that save is probably, I know he has a different opinion on the turning point of the game, but that save is the turning point. They score, it's a different game. He makes that huge save, and we come back and score. So it's the way he's playing. It's just it's and the foundation is based out of hard work, and that's why he's so confident. He knows he's going to work hard, and he's got the ability to move quick. He reads the game really well, so we're lucky to have him.
Your team holds on for the victory. An important game puts you only 2 points back of fourth. Obviously, there's some other games going on right now, so things could change. But, and I know you don't want to put too much focus on, you know, the long term, but do you get to enjoy this game, or do you have to like immediately turn your stance because you have another game quickly tomorrow afternoon?
I'd like to enjoy it for a short period, which is until I go to bed tonight. And then we're going to watch. We're going to start watching this game again, to make sure we're ahead of tomorrow's game, ready for the meetings for the players. We should enjoy winning a pro game at this time of the year. And the way we've played, all of us should enjoy it a little bit.
And obviously, talk about an unusual, you know, thing to happen. Your final road game, you lose a player in Skyler McKenzie, but now, of course, lose three more during the week in practice. I mean, that's unusual to lose your entire left side of a lineup, still be able to have an important win. Can you give some updates?
Yeah, we're quite talented. we're pretty good at that. The only team in the history of hockey to get injuries in the full week of break. Nothing serious other than Peter. which we know it's going to be a few weeks for sure. Other than that, it's day to day. Don't expect to see them tomorrow, but maybe next week.
Just on that, Coach, we talked way, way back about minutes for some of the players that are depth players at that time because of injuries. I'm thinking like December. Now you're starting to see some of those players, especially tonight when you look at a guy like Felix Girard or Alexi Daou or even Brent Peterson had some strong shifts. Those minutes are now paying off for the club, yeah, are they not?
Experience is huge. And those guys have been playing a lot of minutes in the past and for us. And now, you know, we're at a point where we don't need to think too much. On the ice, we can execute, and we play a faster game. And for those guys to get used to the new system, it takes some time. And but now we can see it, that they're moving faster because they know their routes and they know the system, and they're working really hard. So they're invested. Like, I'm going to repeat myself, but this dressing room is a great room. The people on this hockey team are amazing. So it's they're completely committed, and we're not perfect, but our effort is perfect, and that's what we expect from them.
Sort of bridging that, and this is just the last one for me. We talked about the Ryan White moment and the Eric Comrie saves being energy moments. The one earliest one I thought I saw was after the puck drop, the two young men walking by the bench giving the whole club fist bumps, and the club really invested in that. Just wondering what those sort of special moments do for a team like the Moose.
Well, for a short period of time, you're not a hockey coach or you're not a player anymore. You're just part of this whole thing and supporting autism. So it's really special. It's special to be part of it, and it's even more to know that we can make a difference. So it's for that moment, you're just one of the boys and one of them. And that's something that we feel privileged about.